Welcome, Reading Finney's Wake Facebook Forum. This is Bob, and I am once again presenting another page in the corrected Finney's Wake. This time it's page 34, since this is the 34th episode. And we're going to do page 260, 261. I don't know how far we're going to go after 261. It's up to Ion. So I will begin to read it. This is the beginning of chapter 2 of book 2. This is the children doing their homework. Shem and Sean and Issy doing their homework. It's in the evening. So it starts off with a column in the middle, but then there are smaller columns on the left and the right. So Ion's going to direct me in which way to read it. Ion, should I read the left column first, then the middle, then the right, or no. Do the middle?
No, no, the middle. Do the middle only. Those are just subsides. Those are subsides that it goes to, like the thick, it's the emphasis implied and the itinerary. That just gives you the direction that they're trying to talk about. Because in the beginning of this book, too, in chapter 2, you don't know where it's going. It's change of scene. It's like a new act, and you don't know where it is. So that's the point.
Okay, so just slightly see if you can improve your precision there. I think there's slight red.
Yeah, I don't know. Read in the middle.
Okay, right. Here we go. As we there are, where are? We there from Tom Tito to T to Tom Totalitarian. T T to ooh. Whom will comes over? Who to caps ever? And how else do we hook our hike to find that pint of porter place? Eb shot, says the big guard. Eb shot, says the big guard. Wince, quick
okay.
Lunch by our left.
Okay. Wait. Slow down. Be ready to stop now. Okay, setting the scene now. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. You're about to have insurrection. The Tea Party movement. You're about to have that. Totalitarian.
Yeah.
And that's what's about to unfold, and they're setting the stage. But now the cap's not over. It's just setting the hook, getting it ready to go, because it's about to figure it out. And so you have to have yourself together, is the right way to say it. And if you do, then you can understand. If you don't, then you're lost like Will Robinson. You're lost in space.
All right, so does this mean Tea Party is going to be totalitarian?
No, it's not Tea Party. That's an example of the Tea Party originally. You know, when they threw George's tea into the Boston Harbor?
Yeah.
And then they blamed it on the pretend Indians?
Yeah. So that's
they
what
weren't
that,
really
that's,
Indians.
Right, that's totalitarian in 1775.
Okay, yeah, that's nice. That's pretty good.
Is that totalitarian by the uprise? Anti-taxation? Okay.
It's not about taxation. It's not about taxation. Taxation is about power. It's not about money. Why does the government need your money? The government prints the fucking money. Why do they need your money? What is your money going to help the government? You see what I'm saying? It don't make no sense. It's like, okay, we run the money, we print the money, we control the money now. You give us my money. What if I give you all my money? What does that, you can print it or you can burn it up in a furnace if you want to. It's your money. And there's the rub. You see, it's about power. You done that.
Okay.
Before. Okay, now go to Wince.
Yeah, we're still on page 260. Wince, quick lunch by our left, wheel to where? Long Livius Lane, mid Mezzofanti Mall, diagnosing Lavatory Square, up Tycho Brack Crescent, shouldering Berkeley Alley, queer fixing Gainsborough Carfax, under Guido D'Arezzo's Gateway, by new Livius Lane, till where we wild while we withered, old Vico Round Point, but far be fear and natural simple slavish filial. The marriage of Montan wedding is small, we know, like any enthusiast cuckling a hoyden in her rougy gypsy like chickamix, poles and jupy jade, and her petsy blues in deck of violets. When who was which
okay,
was where?
Whoa. Slow down, Bob. You got to be ready to go. You jump pages. So now this is setting up. This is a murder. They have an uprising, and they have a church, and they have a hospital, and they have a building, and they have a shooting. They have a this, and that. Has these little uprising here, over here on Libertus Lane, over here up off the far, far. All you're talking about at the round point, all you're talking about is fear, 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 fear. But you can't go. It's a slavish finale. A slavish finale. They're killing each other. And they're like popping up all over the place. And there's 15 killed and 5 killed and 10 killed. And here we go. That interlocutory war. Now that's the sidebar on either side of what you were bitching about before. Now you have imaginable itinerary through the particular universe. That's what you're doing. That's what you're showing out here. And they're like Berkeley Alley. You're all these different places where it's going to pop up here and pop up there, where they're killing each other. That war within the war. That's what that's about. Now you want to read the first column on the first page?
You mean the second page, 261?
No, with his broad and hairy face to Ireland a disgrace. Mainly about
people. Oh, yeah.
Don't rich meat, fat, salt, lard sinks down and out. Don't rich meat, fat, salt, lard sinks down and out. You got to pay attention because that's where all your food's going. Everything's ruined. There's going to be spoiled. That's all you're going to do. That's what you're going to be in the soup of.
You said on the right side, imaginable itinerary through the particular universe. It says universal.
Uh-huh.
Is that quibbling? To say universal?
That's the exponents of the royal divorce.
Hmm. Yeah. Okay, I know about that. So, shall we go into page 261?
Are you going to talk about Mary Mercery Cordial with dripping nipples? The milk trouble. That's the milk trouble. No more milk. The queer arrangement.
Right. Yep.
Only James Joyce could get that one right. Oh, and look, they got Cromwell's monkey pus. Cromwell's eczema. The snufflers. The snufflers, remember Snuffleupagus? He had monkey pox too.
Hmm. Whatever.
Well, whatever. This ain't Madeline you're fucking with. You need to know that. Start with me right. Let's go. Let's get this show on the road.
When, who, was, whist, was, where, an elf at Fajel, and the whir of the winds humming us how, his Hume. Hence taking tides, we happily return, trumpeted by prawns and signed with sea kale, to be finding ourselves when old is said in one, and make her mates with maid, oh my. Having conned the cones, and meditated the mirrored, and pondered the pencils, and ogled the olymp, and delighted in her Dianophis, and cachinated behind his colossus, before a mausoleum, length without breath.
Okay. Okay, and there's your election. That's all the details. That's the counts, the recount. Mesmer Oz won, and he didn't win. And he counted, and they recount. And they got to see about it. Then Georgie comes into a place where the primary is Tuesday. And Alabama and Texas, five states on Tuesday, starting to really build up. And so far, the trumpeter by the prongs, that's the people that he has signed on, to say, okay, I support this. All those people win except for like 2 out of 25 so far. And they were stupid. And so now we're going to see what he can do. What the diaphanous can then conquer. So it's all about Trump. He's the colossus. And we're going to see what he can do with his prongs and his insigned ones.
Mm-hmm. Is he diaphanous?
No, that's an adverb, Bob. In her diaphanous.
Mm.
That's the condition.
All right.
Length without breath. She is not an adverb.
Right. Length without breath of him, a chump of the evums. So that's talking about Trump. length without breath, of him, a chump of the Evums, upshoot of picnic or stupor out of soper, cave of kids or hymenian Gladstoneberg, Dennery, Dannery, Donnery, Dumb, who entirely, as he continues, highly fictional, Trump, highly fictional, tumulus, tumulus under his thonic exterior, but playing Mr. Tom Multi in Mufti Life, that fits, in his anticipiences, as in his recognizances, is Dominic Directus, a many feast munificent more mob than man. That's right. That's Trump.
That's the new thing they always said before, is that you don't have a mandate. You don't have a mandate. You don't have, but he will this time.
All right. And you get into Kabbalah, Ein Sof. Ein Sof, this upright one.
I know. Right. But now do the sidebar, the one on the left side first for the Sweeney Todd. We need to get that straightened out because you got some barbarians you're going to have to deal with here. That's, it's kind of like Twitter's bot count. It's very suspicious here, Buck.
Okay, Sweeney Todd, you damn barber. Dig him in the roops. And got the old Ardrey, Cronwall, beeswaxing the convulsion box. Is that the voting box?
That's the
ballot box?
That is. And it's also pointing out the dastardly Democrat. The dastardly Democrat.
Where do you see dastardly?
Beeswaxing the convulsion box.
Okay. So is Trump Dominic Directus?
By Dominic Directus. Dominic Directus is just, he's the scienter. You know that word?
Yeah, that's someone who, something to do with science. Signs off on something?
No, scienter. He comes up with it. It's his plot. He's the scienter of the dastardly deed.
So is Trump the scienter?
Yeah. But Trump's not the Dominic Directus. He's the one behind it. That's why he's not on any of the ballots, but he is on every ballot. And so everybody says, oh, this, that. It's going to be very interesting. Just like media right now, specifically with Georgia, what they're saying is that Kemp, the worst governor ever, the one that lost the United States presidency to ding dong Hunter Biden in the first place, or whoever's running the teleprompter these days, he's the one that came up. And now they're saying he's 60% of the vote for him and only 28 for David Perdue. Well, of course, Trump's on Perdue like a bad habit. And they're saying that he is, basically, there's no reason to go vote because Kemp's got it down. Hands, dollars to donuts. He's got it. Man can't even have a sentence. He can't even hold up a sentence. I mean, he's trying to have a baby with Stacey Abrams right now. But that's not what they present it. So that's just the dastardly position that the Dominus Directus is going to have a feast over. You'll see. There'll be more mob than man.
Great. Are you saying Dominic Directus is Trump?
Dominus Directus is who's the director. It's the Spike Lee. Spike Lee is the director, but the director is not Spike Lee. All directors aren't Spike Lee, but in this particular Dominus Directus, it happens to be the Trumpster.
Dominic Directus is Trump.
Correct, but not every time. But this time he is.
All right. What about Constitution of the Constitutionable as Constitutional?
Not yet. You got to do the next. Paragraph. First.
Okay. Ein Sof, this upright one, with that nasty beside him zeroing, to see in his horoscope he is mere curious than salts of sulfur, terror of the noon struck by day, cryptogam of each nightly bridable. But to speak broken heaven talk, is he? Who is he? Whose is he? Why is he? How much is he? Which is he? When is he? Where is he? How is he? And what the dickens is there about him anyway, the decent man? Easy, calm your haste. Approach to lead our passage. This bridge is upper, cross. That's Tumba Castle.
Whoa, slow down. Okay, now, this is the problem. This is the condition. All right, what's constitutional? What's bribable? What's bribable?
Mm-hmm.
Noon struck by day. And then you have the different issues, the salts of sulfur. What are the salts of sulfur, Bob?
AO2SO4?
Kinda. But then the besides of Zeroone, that's heroin, and the other drugs that are coming in, and the salts of sulfur is a type of drug. And that's why there's terror. And then you've lost, and then you've, that's why everything's going good. And then all of the cryptocurrencies are now gone.
What indicates
broken
that?
Broken heaven talk.
Broken
the
heaven talk.
The terror of the noon struck by day cryptogram of each nightly bribable, but speak broken heaven talk. Oh, yes. buy this. With what? Unstoppable prosperity. But it's fleeting. It's he? Who is he? Whose is he? Why is he? How much is he? Which is he? When is he? Where is he? Hennessy. Drink Hennessy. Yeah. How is he? What the dickens are you people are talking about? Now you go to the side of what's going to be appropriate, like what's the constitution of the constitutionable as constitutional. See, that's the in, out, and above. In, out, and above. That's what you're talking about. Now, go to the bridge for the poker players.
Well, I just wanted to mention, you said that when they find out who owns or runs Bitcoin, I think it was, it would collapse. Yeah. Has it collapsed?
It's already collapsed. It's already down to 20-something thousand from 60. So,
but
yeah,
they haven't found out who's the person behind it.
Just hold on, Bob. Hold your skirt tail, Bob. Your Kremlin's not crooked. You'll be all right.
But that's why these questions are here. People were wondering who was behind Bitcoin for a long time,
right.
I guess.
Still.
All right, that's good.
And now that it's in, and they didn't care as long as it's full of money, but now the money's gone, so now they're going, by God, bring out the body. By God, bring out Warrox and Ajax to go bring back his body.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Flash Gordon 202.
You know, group name for grape juice, point number 3 at the bottom, page 261. That's the name of a blogger who said that I was the epitome of Marshall McLuhan. I had carried on the tradition. He wrote that recently in a book he wrote.
Mm-hmm.
I've talked to him. Group name for grape juice. That's the name he chose for himself.
And then okay. four is Sotomayor, the dissenting SCOTUS justice.
So Bing said her burglar's head sought a poach. Who is that? Sato?
Sotomayor.
Oh, yeah. I know what you mean. Yes.
Now,
okay,
go back to one.
When we play dress grown up at all or Ludo Poco, you'll be hypnotized. You hypnotized to feel how fetching I can look in clingarounds. Is that
that's the mask,
Kamala?
That's the mask. No, that's the mask that they put on to pretend to be somebody else. It's like a fancy dress party, but it's the president. It's this one. It's that one. It's Bondo on Nancy Pelosi's face when they weld her teeth back into her head and they keep falling off.
Like what in happened? The movie Eyes Wide Shut, that party.
And face off.
Yeah. All right, very good. Kellywick, Longfellow's Lodgings, House of Commons 3, Cakewalk, Amusing Avenue, Salt Hill, County Mahogany, Isilon, Terra Firma.
Okay, now that's laying out all the details, the problem overseas. That's the nuclear scare in Finland for a cakewalk with the yellow cake plutonium.
Yeah.
And then the amusing avenue, that's the Champs-Élysées when they destroy what's left of France en français. And then the Ireland, I the Lord, and then terra firma, that's the Ukraine side, of sound earth. These are Longfellow's lodgings. That's where the long guns are shooting.
The long runs are what? Shooting?
Longfellow lodgings. That stands for long guns.
Long guns.
Longfellow. Long guns, like not a pistol, but a shotgun, a long pole.
A rifle.
Gun. Correct. Long gun. Longfellow's light.
Right. Okay. And that's where do they show up?
That's where it is, in the House of Commons, and it's getting ready for the cake. That's the three. And then cakewalk down the amazing avenue, and Salt Hill Company, and then Mahogany for Ireland and Ukraine. Underlined their significance.
There's no explosion or crime there.
We'll see.
Okay.
Developing. It's just a footnote. It's just the facts, man. Just the facts.
All right. We on to the next page?
Yeah. Well, we got just a little bit because those are so short. Unless you want to. Okay, we'll go about halfway. Get through this little. Go down to the dough by geet. That's enough. That'll get you that far because it's kind of like in between the soups. The bridge is upper.
Yes, easy. Calm your haste. Approach to lead our passage. This bridge is upper. Cross. Thus come to castle. Knock. The password, thanks. Yes, purse. Well, I'll be dumbed. Oh, really? Who caved in earthwhite at first that cracked of thunder when Shu his flutterby was netted and named? Ered na crusha requiestris. Wake him. And let Lux purest Plutero Lucy at ease to house as wise fool ages builded. So big eat. Do you want to stop there?
Yeah, see now. Yeah, that's a good place because now. So now you have the probable, possible prolegomena of Iberia history, meaning they're giving you a new version of history. So if you do, if you cross the boat, get to the side, get up to the bridge, you might go across, get up to the castle wall, go to Trump Tower, knock on the door. Say, please, that's the password. You dumb fuck. You really have to know through all this to know how you're a hoot nanny. So then you have to come back to the other side, and now you got to swing the banjo bantam. And then you got to go through the degree, that part. That's the sidebar.
Swing the banjo bantams. Bounce the ballers, blown the fook. The sight near left me eyes when I seen her put down so tay its pot. Courtin' words.
That's the fight. That's the fall. That's the war. Don't do the other part. You have that goes with some. The courtin' words.
Courtin' words or courtin' woods.
Courtin' words. Those are fighting words.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you said to stop there?
That's a good place to stop because otherwise you're going to go into a whole other tether. And the other two left and right for the agnostics, that's a separate thing. So it's a weird place to stop, but it's a good place to stop because otherwise you're going to jump into the whole other section with the blotchy beyond. We haven't settled that part yet. And it won't be next either, because you got more important things fixing to happen. This is a fucked up world, y'all. It's pretty good.
So this was a boat.
We didn't
going
write it.
Into
we
Trump.
Just read it.
Yeah, this was a boat going into Trump Tower, and then he comes out all dumb. Well, I'll be dumbed.
Because they're trying to say Trump is not smart. They're saying Trump is stupid. They're saying Trump doesn't have any sense. He's not able to do this thing that he's obviously doing. So give me another $40 trillion. Give me another $40 billion. Give me $240 billion. And then before you even finish that, it's kind of like, okay, one more $40 trillion and we'll call it a day. Right, now wait a minute. What the fuck? This is crazy, dog.
Fine. And then possible prolegomena. Prolegomena to ideal history. Probable possible prolegomena to ideal history. you commented on that.
Uh-huh.
Anything else to say about
that? They're saying they're trying to give a new version of what historical is. Like, you really didn't win the World War II. What are you talking about? Everybody knows you didn't win World War II. What the hell's wrong with you? The Nazis beat you. The Nazis beat the fuck out of every one of y'all. Ask the Roman Empire. They didn't win either. They couldn't even build, they couldn't even keep their roads. These people are crazy. Who the hell told you you won the war? You don't know nothing. I mean, Kellyanne Conway don't even support this. I don't know who the fuck you think you are. You don't run nothing. And so they turn this into a whole neither another way to fly.
Where was that? Neither another. I saw that. Oh, no. Netted and named. Where did I see neither another?
Right there.
Then was netted and named? You know, we don't mean that.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't see that. Mm-hmm. Neither another. But I thought I did.
Well, you were sincere, however strident.
Mm-hmm. Wonder if that's there.
But that's good. Okay. That was fun because it sets the new stage for what's about. This doesn't give you the stuff that's already happened, although it does give you the monkeypox and it does give you the details with the drug use and the war and the fighting and the killing and the la la la. You know, the normal stuff.
Yeah. Okay, I'll unmute people.
All participants are now unmuted.
Time left, or do you have to go see the Queen?
Well, it's almost, you go to one, and then you're through.
Right, so we can go to one? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, which is
okay.
In 27 and a half minutes.
Right. Okay, I unmuted everybody. Bert and the solid ones. What did you say? What do you see?
What was said about Ireland? We couldn't grasp it.
Iceland.
Oh, that's where the war is going to be, Nick. It's included in the war zone.
You said that's where the war is going to be next. Next. You said next. Where did I see
Iceland?
Everybody
knows that.
Okay.
Where's Ireland and Ukraine?
In the list of the countries.
Yeah, I'm looking at Berkeley Alley.
Yellow cake was Finland, and France was coming down, and Ireland, and Ukraine, and then Fold Hill something.
Yeah, it's funny, I can't find it. We're talking about Tycho Brahe Crescent.
At the very end.
End of what?
Just before the possible new version of history.
What page? What page?
At the very end of what you've read.
262.
Yes.
And what are we looking for?
The list of countries.
Iceland. It's funny, you can't find it. So what page? Why don't you tell me what page it's on?
I'm not following on the text. I'm just listening to you.
You mean you don't know, you give me directions, you don't even know what you're talking about.
I listen to what was said. Phil, you'd know maybe.
The backseat driver.
I see it's at the bottom in the footnotes, done by Issy. Iseland. Yeah, well, ask about Iseland, if you wanted to know about it.
No, I didn't say Iseland. Someone else did.
You said Ireland.
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 Yeah. Ireland.
Yeah, and
Iseland
he said
is
the war zone. Okay, the war zone next.
Six in the beat. That's why it's a footnote. That's for Longfellow's lodging. That's where the guns are going.
Mm.
And why there, Ion? It's because it's a ripe, festering sore.
You can see. Well, if Finland. Who the fuck cares about Finland? Who gives a fuck about Finland? If everybody in Finland was dead, who would notice? Who would see?
Nina.
Only Nina.
Our friend Nina.
But past that, she can get out. We told her to, Betty. She's got a thesis, for God's sake.
Oh, shit.
And grandbabies. And grandbabies. What else? Right? You know?
Where is Finland sited?
Next to Russia.
Russia?
Next to Russia.
Next to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where is
borders
the beach here?
Just to the right side. Just to the right side of, really south Siberia. Way south of Siberia.
Right, but where is it mentioned on the page?
Across the Bering Strait, right there. You can walk across the Bering Strait. Be careful. There's a big island and a little island in between the Americas, that'd be Alaska, and then Russia, which is a long way from Croatia, by the way. But it's Siberia, where it's really cold, and they have really big ice crackers.
Where's the part about... Forget what I was thinking about.
Finland. We were asking about Finland.
Russian
barbecue catfish? It was in the barbecue catfish section, wasn't it?
No. What was he just talking about, Eric?
We like it when Eric goes, we like that. We like that. That's hot.
About Ireland and Finland and war.
Yes. Yes. It was the
Finland.
Country.
Where is Finland?
Yes, Finland.
Where is Finland mentioned?
No, I think it was Ireland.
Above it.
What mentioned.
Yeah, we got Ireland.
It was above it. No. You got Cakewalk. The Cakewalk. That's where they're going to blow them the nuclear bomb. Is in Finland.
Oh, okay.
Cakewalk. The yellow cake. It's an amusing avenue. Yeah. It must be a little version. But they have to be careful because if they do something too big, then what's going to happen? It's going to blow back in Russia. I mean, like Putin cares. I mean, he apparently don't give a fuck. So he's like Donald Duck. He don't give a fuck. So that's all right. But he's like, are you sure that's what you want to do?
Would that be Russia?
And how is he? How is he? He's got blood cancer. He's got blood cancer, Putin does. And it's what the dickens is there about him? What about him? How does he have it? Is he a decent man? Fuck, I don't think so. Bunch of bullshit.
You said he was an alien already.
Yes, but he's got blood cancer because he's not fitting in. He ain't fitting in, so he's doing dastardly, just like Biden doing dastardly things. Okay, we got this worked out. Let's go see if we can put Taiwan in jeopardy. Okay, we'll go to South Korea and threaten the Chinese. That's the thing to do. By God, that's what I do too. I'm going to go over there and be two steps from Kim Jong-un and see if I can make Kim Jong-il ill and see if I can stir up some shit about Taiwan. It don't have nothing to do with South Korea. Although they do have a really good soy latte there in Seoul. Very good.
Would that nuke in the Ukraine be a false flag or would it genuinely be Russian?
There's no difference.
Within that war.
We say, no, but we're not fussing with you. We're saying there's no difference. You won't know a difference in that.
So they could let one off and just blame Putin anyway.
Oh, well, of course they would. Who cares? I mean, because you're dealing with subculture. For somebody who don't give a shit. And all those people, and they're not getting upset about nothing because they're like, well, you're going to die anyway. We might as well at least why waste the catastrophe? Why waste the catastrophe, for fuck's sake? Right?
So a small nuke like that, that is more to create a local EMP than really spreading nuclear waste all over the place.
Well, we don't know. We're going to have to see. That's the problem with it. They don't control it. They just loose it.
They can't control it.
It's like the hounds. It's like the, well, it's like the hounds of hell. Okay, we're just going to crash the door to hell. Okay. We're not going all the way in. We're just going to put the tip in. At the bottom, we're just going to put the tip in. They ain't going to do no more than that. We're going to do a thing. The next thing you know, we're having a different conversation. Because now you've released the Kraken. You ever heard of that before?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, release the Kraken. Bob said it, and it's been downhill ever since. I don't know how y'all survived it. It's the grace of God. Y'all got it going on if you can survive this far. Bob's got y'all right down, running right down through there now. Choon. Our Bob. And now when it don't goddamn matter, they're finally going to lock up what was left of the illbilleries. Now that it's over. She did it.
That's good. Well, at least we'll have some satisfaction over that. See, yeah, Trump's prophecy coming true.
But I know, but it's the point. It's kind of like, okay, you were right about what? Okay, we're all dead. You were right. There you win. Congratulations. Would you rather be happy or right?
Mm-hmm. Happy.
Well, here we go. Oops, there it is. Okay, that's good. This is good. This is chatter. Anybody else got it? What does Maggie think about it? She always has a thing to say about everything, sometimes. Come back, sweetheart. It's not time to go. Ba-doo. Bob, you have everybody unmuted. You're bad at this. You don't unmute people. Do you say, They didn't show up. Because I'm on mute. They didn't show up.
Aye, aye. Murder. Page 262 on the right side. Probable possible prolego mana to either real history. Does that relate to the convergence that we spoke of?
It is. It is the convergence. And they're just making note of it so you'll be aware that it is. Because otherwise, how would you know?
Yeah, because I heard you talk, speaking of words about ask the Romans and the Nazis, and I'm like, then history's not as we appear to be. Okay, cool.
And that's the mark. See, now these are marks and markers, not Deutsche marks. Might reference it, though, if you're not careful. It might reference it, though.
Yeah.
Berlin ain't what she... Berlin ain't what she used to be.
That's true. That is true.
And the last verse on page 260, real life behind the floodlights is shown by the best exponents of a royal divorce. What's that about?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the condition of the separation between what we all holding and gauging of what reality is. We're not going to do this. We're not going to chop off our hands just to prove we have the power to decapitate our fingers. But now that's all gone. The royal divorce busted up. So nothing is now sacred. The gloves are off. You become Johnny Depp in that bitch. Talking about shit nobody even cares about. They've been divorced for 100 years. It literally is... Metro Goldwyn Mayer's greatest hit. They're making, he can't get a movie, can't get work, so they're making their own movie. And more people are watching it now than ever have. Watching it play out.
I've hardly seen any of it, actually. Other than the bit where he's describing where she crapped on the bed, but that's about it.
Yeah. And he didn't mean to whoop her ass, but he did. He didn't mean to. and then she took a double barrel butcher knife and chopped his fucking penis off. Oh no, his finger off, and they had to sew it back on. Was it his penis or his finger? It was some digitalis version thing. While he's drinking $50,000 bottles of wine,
Nothing. We need to get him. We need to get him some Everclear. He could go a lot further. He wouldn't be needing to work so hard if he wouldn't drink that high dollar stuff.
Did getting his finger chopped off have something to do with the role he played as Edward Scissorhands?
No, that's the, yeah, and it was more to do with the meat pies with Sweeney Todd. Now, don't forget now, in the early works, that is Dean Corso. You know that, right?
That's right.
Did you just say that Johnny Depp and Amber Heard are cannibals?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they've been cannibals forever. You can look at them and tell. For Pete's sake.
Well, they eat spam.
Ah, everybody does, sooner. You get hungry enough. Soylent Green's not so bad. Try it.
Don't retch meat, fat, salt, lard sinks down and out. That sounds like spam.
There you go. Oops, there it is. You see?
Why do you say spam? Is spam people now, Phil?
Oh.
Yes. Yes, well, I'm said.
Darn it. Darling, you should have had that already. That's what's left over. Everybody not in the 33rd parallel. That's what happens. They'll produce them and process them into spam. So the aliens have something to eat. That's their beer nuts and pretzels for the ride to Andromeda. It's canned spam.
From Australia.
Wherever, yeah.
Oh, my.
From Greenland's ice. From Greenland's icy mountains. Mm-hmm. But that's for the gin and tonic. They'll use the Greenland ice for the gin and tonic. So that's good. So you're going to be all right, Linda. You'll be all right. We'll have you some ice in there, honey. It's going to be a long ride. That's fun. Going to be a fun week, y'all. We'll have to see y'all after. We keep saying hunker down. I don't know if y'all believe it or not, but if we as y'all, we would.
We would what?
Yes.
Hunker down. We would.
It's the new era is
beginning.
Well,
I've got to get to Henderson.
Should have been there already. You're dawdling. So that's fun. Okay, what is it? What you want?
What happened to Bob?
What do you have? Get your order in your mind and your money in your hand. What do you have? I need a neck and steak. Give me a neck and steak. I need a slaw dog. Need a jumbo FO. Yeah. Two dogs walking. Give me a glorified burger and a neck and steak. Rangs. I need some rangs. Give me three rangs. Three rangs. What do you have? No Coke Pepsi.
Where's that part you're reading?
We were quoting the order from the Varsity on North Avenue. Just a little homesick for a naked steak, Bob. Some real food, a little chili dog, and some rain. And a jumbo FO. You know what a jumbo FO is?
No.
It's a frosted orange drink. It's an orange drink. Frosted orange drink.
So what was he just reading? Orange. What section was he just reading?
He wasn't. He was just ad-libbing, I think, Bob. We'd mentioned.
No, that's how you place an order at the Varsity. That's how you place an order at the Varsity.
Oh, okay. It's not in the book here.
No, not
it will be. It will be. The Varsity is very famous. James Joyce loved the Varsity.
What's the Varsity? You mean the part of the school?
It's a hot dog stand. It's a hot dog stand close to Georgia Tech on North Avenue. You can look it up.
Okay. All right. So what are we doing?
It was the very first car hop. The very first car hop. So you drove your car up and they'd bring the tray and hang it on your window and they'd feed you hot dogs. And so why are you bringing that up here?
They have some, because we really want some pimento cheese, Bob, and there's none in this whole fucked up country.
Oh, yeah, you're in England.
Mostly.
Yeah.
So, where's
next time we're going to bring the Yeti cooler for some decent foie gras, what we're going to do. We don't worry about this shit. We won't have this conversation no more.
Okay, somebody want to say something?
Yeah, the weird sequence near the bottom of 260, not on the last sort of 3, 4, 5 thing, where it says, like any enthawise ass cuckling a hoyden in her rougy gypsy-like chinkabinks, pulse hand jupy jade and her petsy blues index o-voilets.
Yeah.
What's that, Iron? That's a very, very good bit of Finnegan's weight there.
Well, we did it already. It's already done. Bertie Cave.
Who is she?
Who did we say it was?
Who they what? Repaired for?
Who did we say it was? We already did this.
We did the mall, M-O-L-L. Who were you talking about? That was even before Finnegan's Wake. You mentioned the M-O-L-L.
Yeah, wetting the mall.
Was the that mall. During this text, or were you mentioning mall before we got
that,
into the text?
We did it before we got into the text. That's what the queen was doing, was wetting the mall.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's what it was.
We said she came back.
So you saw that coming. You were quoting the text before we named the text, I think.
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Interesting. Okay, come on, people. Any comments? We got a couple minutes left.
Ion, let me see, in the middle of 261, but playing Mr. Tomati in Musty Life. Are you talking about Trump? Is Trump Mr.
The representation of it. The representation of it. Because remember we said that could change. You could change that in 1 second. No problem. No issue.
Change what in a second?
Who's in charge of it and at it.
Right. That certainly describes Trump. He caused a lot of tumult, supposedly. He was a plain man. Presented himself as a plain man, representing the plain man. And Mufti Life, is that sexual?
Could be. Chances are.
You pass it by? What was that word?
Could be. We just said could be.
No, before could be. We pass it by.
Yeah.
Possibly.
Possibly. Musty. Ooh, Nanky. Nanky.
Musty.
Nanky.
Sounds like an Indian cleric, isn't it? A mufti or something
Bob, like that? Bob doesn't like things that stink. Bob don't like things that stink. He don't like things that smell. Stink. It puts him off. Anything that contains an odoriferous stench, he's going to lay it by.
Is that referred to in Mufti Life?
No, we were just saying that. I thought we said Nanky. We didn't say Nanky. Okay, get something meaningful. It's a long way home, y'all. Let's go.
Come on, Bert. Come up with something else, Bert.
Ion, is it Ein Sof? Is that reference to the Kabbalah, or is it something else?
Everything does, because all that does is making reference. And so everything does, because that's where the essence of these issues come from. You make these issues to cause them, or you cause these issues to make them. That's the whole rub.
So you're saying, okay, just to track back, so you're saying everything references the Kabbalah? That's what you're saying?
Yeah, or the Kabbalah references everything. That's what that is. Otherwise, that's the Merkava's version of it. Mm. That you're bumping into.
Vertaba.
So it's just the reference point. Just a reference point. The same thing is true with the Apocrypha. Aaron likes that. Aaron likes the Apocrypha.
Maybe Jack has something to say. You have something to say, Jack?
Hey.
He's gonna be the dean of the damn college since then. I tell you how hard up they are. He's gonna run the fucking school now. You thought you was the only dean in the world, Bob Dobbs, but you mistaken.
Yeah.
Hey, Ariel. Hey, Bob.
He gonna be Jackie Dean. He gonna be Jackie Chan and Jackie Dean. That'd be good. Jackie Dean. Jackie Dean, I like that. Jackie Dean, that'd be alright.
Jackie Dean.
Dean Jackie. Dean Jackie. Dean Jackie. Hey, be sure, if you're going to change your name, make sure you get on the inheritance. You want to be sure to do that. Because Bob ain't long for this. He can check out any time. He can say, see y'all, love you, bye. You want to get on that checkbook. You want to get on that checkbook. Yeah, thank you. Hawaii, the good one. Get on the good one. That's the one you want to be on.
But Jack, you would be dean of post-fame studies, like, you know, celebrity, the professional guy.
Is that a dean of fucked upness? I'd be the dean of fucked upness.
No, it's when you had your 15 minutes, you're all beat up playing football, basketball. And then Jack
Hockey.
Would guide them to a better
world.
He
beat up Bobby Orr. What he done? Bobby Orr with a stick. You couldn't beat him with a stick. Yeah.
What would be the right phase, Jack? Dean of post fame studies.
Dean of post fame studies. I like that. I mean, I'll take that.
Post fame.
Presented by the Office of Delayed Intelligence.
Delayed intelligence. That's funny as shit.
That's pretty funny.
It is.
All right, y'all, hang on tight. Now the Dancing Girls get here in a little bit. Make sure you have your order in mind and your money in your hand, because you're going to need it here in just a minute. Now, just get right ready. Bye-bye.
All right.
Thanks a lot, Ian.
Thanks, Ian.
Bubble.
Thank you, Ian.
So,
now what?
Best wishes to the Queen.
Ion, I heard you say one time, and
there's no Ion. Ion's gone.
Oh, he left. Okay.
Yeah, it's 2:00. He leaves at 2:00. Now we're continuing. We're not. We're still recording.
Got it.
You have to go to church. You have to go to church with the Queen.
Yep.
Oh, that's nice.